Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
So let us turn to the book of Romans.
我们翻到罗马书。
We are going to continue studying the book of Romans.
我们今天继续来学习罗马书。
So let's take a look at chapter 1, verse 7.
我们第一，一起来看第一章的第七节。
Romans 1:7. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书一章七节，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
And now let's turn to Romans 16.
我们接下来翻到罗马书十六章。
Verses 1 to 16.
第一节到十六节。
And although this is a long list of names, let's pay attention to those names and what Paul praises them for.
在这里有一些名字，让我们在这里注意这些名字，看保罗是如何来称赞他们。
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church which is in Cenchrea.
我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事。
That you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she hath, may have need of you. For she herself has also been a helper of many, and of myself as well.
请你们为主接待他，合乎圣徒的体统。他在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助他，因他素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
问百基拉和亚基拉安，他们在基督耶稣里是与我同工。
Who for my life risked their own necks.To whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外，不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
Also greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphroditus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia.
又问在他们家中的教会安。问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚细亚是归基督初结的果子。
Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you.
又问玛利亚安，他为你们多受劳苦。
Greet Andronicus and Junius, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are outstanding among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me.
又问我亲属与我一同坐监的安多尼古和尤尼亚安，他们在使徒中是有名望的，也是比我先在基督里。
Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord.
又问我在主里所亲爱的安伯利安。
Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachnus, my beloved.
又问在基督里与我们同工的尔巴奴，并我所亲爱的士大古安。
Greet Apelles, the approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus.
又问在基督里经过试验的亚比利安，问亚利多布家里的人安。
Greet Herodian, my kinsman. Greet those of the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord.
又问我亲属希罗天安，问拿其树家里在主里的人安。
Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, workers in the Lord. Greet Persis the beloved, who has worked hard in the Lord.
又问为主劳苦的土菲拿士和土富萨士安，问可亲爱为主多受劳苦的比西士安。
Greet Rufus.A choice man in the Lord, also his mother and mine.
又问在主蒙拣选的卢弗和他母亲安，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and the brethren with them.
又问雅逊、齐土、弗勒干、黑米、巴罗巴、黑马，并与他们在一处的弟兄们安。
Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them.
又问菲罗罗古和尤利亚、尼利亚和他姐妹同阿林巴，并与他们在一处的众圣徒安。
Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you.
你们亲嘴问安，彼此务要圣洁。基督的众教会都问你们安。
All right, so now let's have a word of prayer.
我们现在有一些祷告。
Father, I want to thank you this morning for bringing us into your presence.
父啊，今天早晨我们在这里感谢你，你把我们带到这里。
We know that in your presence, although we're on earth, it is as if we are in heaven.
你知道在你的同在的里面，虽然我们在地，犹如在天。
We want to thank you for giving us your Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你把你自己的独生爱子赐给我们。
That in Jesus Christ we have the full privileges and blessings of the heavenly places.
因着有我们的主耶稣基督，我们就有全备的祝福和权利。
And this day we want to experience those things.
在这些天我们要来使用这些你赐给我们的权柄。
We want to meet and encounter your Son.
我们在这里要在这里遇见你自己的儿子。
And that he will supply us an everlasting resource of life.
他会赐给我们用不完的用不尽的这个生命的恩典。
And that life can overcome all disappointments, the sins and the world.
这些这个从他而来的生命的源泉，这个恩典能够让我们能够胜过世上的罪。
And thus enable us to do your will and to please you.
能够帮助我们，可以使我们来做，能实现你自己的旨意。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we're going to talk about greeting the saints.
今天我们在这里一同来思想圣徒之间的问安。
So we're just reading Romans chapter 1 verse 7 and Romans 16, 1 to 16.
我们刚刚读了罗马书一章七节，还有罗马书十六章的一到十六节。
And so the reason why we read two passages from opposite ends of the book is because
我们为什么要在这里把这本书的这个头和尾这两部分来读呢？
The letter of Romans is structured like a sandwich.
因为罗马书就好像是一个三明治。
So the outer parts correspond to each other.
这个两部分的两面呢，实在是互相相应的。
And then as you move inward, those inward parts then correspond to each other.
完了再往当中来看的话，他们也是彼此相应的。
Until you reach the center, which is Paul's core message about the gospel.
直到最中间的时候，我们可以看到保罗的他的中心，他要所讲的就是主耶稣基督。
And most male teenagers only like to get to the meat in the center.
我们这些男孩青少年他们很喜欢吃这个三明治中的肉。
But we also need the bread to nutritionally complement it.
我们同样也需要这些面包，好叫这个营养能够均衡。
And so today we're going to continue looking at Paul's greeting, which is found both in the beginning and the end.
今天我们要接着继续来看，就是保罗在这里提到的这些问安，就是在这本书的头和尾。
So last time we saw how Romans 1 verses 1 through 6 and corresponds to Romans 16, 25 to 27.
上次我们看的是罗马书的一章一到六节是跟罗马书的结尾17节到25节是遥相呼应的。
The outermost parts are about how the gospel requires obedience of faith.
这里讲到这个能够顺服福音，实在需要我们有一个顺服的心。
The gospel is not just about the initial salvation, But it's a process that leads to glorification.
不单单是起头的那个信，而是整个的一个过程，我们在主里面成圣。
And that's why it requires obedience and faith.
这个需要我们的信心和顺服。
So today we will take a look at the next intersections.
今天我们要来看下一步。
And then next time, Lord willing, we'll take a look at the following intersections about how Paul desires to come to the church in Rome.
主若愿意的话，下一次我们会一起交通，看到保罗是如何愿意来到罗马当中来传福音。
So let's take once again a look at Romans chapter 1 verse 7.
我们再一次来看罗马书的一章七节。
It says, To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这边是说到所有为神所爱的奉召做圣徒的众人愿恩惠平安临到他们。
So here, Paul greets the recipients as beloved of God and called as saints.
这边说到收信的人是谁呢？是为神所爱，是奉召做圣徒的人。
And we'll later see also in Romans 16, same words about beloved and saints.
我们在16章同样也看到这两个，一个是为神所爱，一个是蒙召做圣徒。
So the outline of today's message is in three parts.
今天我们要讲的这个信息分三个部分。
First, we'll describe why are people called saints.
第一个就是为什么他们被称为圣徒。
Second, we'll discuss what is honor, how to honor the saints.
第二部分就是要讲到这个尊敬，这个尊敬问安这个圣徒是什么。
Sorry, second thing is what is honor.
第二部分是说什么是这个尊敬?
And then third is, how do we honor the saints and greet the saints?
第三部分是说到我们如何来尊敬我们的圣徒。
So let's take a look at the first topic first. It's why are we called saints?
我们先来看第一部分,什么是圣徒?为什么是叫圣徒?
Mm-hmm. This is important because how you view someone affects how you live with and engage with that person.
这个很重要，当你在那里跟他们一同相处的时候，首先是你如何来看待他们。
This is true when your family introduces you to a cousin that you've never met.
就好像你的家里当你第一次碰到你从未碰到的你的堂兄弟他们是如何来介绍你。
For example, if Zewen turns out my parents told me actually was my cousin,
就好像说到这个志文是我的表兄弟。
Then I might say hi to him more.
我可能就会说 hi.
I'll
就说 我就会跟他打个招呼。
I would treat him than, you know, another random person from China. You know, I'll treat him as my cousin.And we'll do things together.
我就会把他当作是从国内来的另外一个堂兄弟或者表兄弟，跟他一起做一些事。
So the same is true also in spiritual matters.
这个同样在属灵的事上也是如此。
Like how we view God matters because it affects how we worship Him, how we see Him, how we obey Him.
就是我们如何来看我们的这位神，也会。关系到我们如何来敬拜他，来服侍他，来爱他。
Likewise, if we see brothers and sisters and ourselves as saints, that makes how we engage with each other different.
当我们看我们的弟兄姐妹为圣徒的时候，会影响到我们彼此之间是如何来交通，来相处。
It becomes something that is very subconscious, but it really changes how we interact with each other.
虽然好像是下意识的，但是实在会影响到我们彼此如何的相处。
Okay, so what are saints? Because this is such a high, rich, and profound matter.
什么是圣徒呢？这实在是一个非常非常大的一个题目。
And this is not uppercase saints, as in Roman Catholics think someone is a saint if they perform more than two verified miracles by intercession.
这边我们讲到的圣徒，在英文里面不是那个大写的那个字的圣徒，像罗马那个天主教里面来命名这些特别的这些圣徒，好像他们能够行神迹啊，做一些特别的事情。
But saints, lowercase saints means holy ones.
我们这边说的小写的这个圣徒，实在是说他们是圣洁的。
We are all saints. We have been made new through the blood of the Lord Jesus.
因为我们是圣徒，是借着主耶稣的宝血把我们洗净的。
And we individually compose Christ Himself.
我们每一个人在一起，好像就看到基督在我们中间。
And just as Christ is holy, we are holy and set apart.
就像我们的主耶稣他是圣洁，所以我们也是被分别为圣。
Because God has made Jesus to us our righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
神已经把基督做成我们的公义、圣洁和救赎。
So now that we're new creatures that are born again into a new creation, sin has no part.
当我们被主蒙拯救以后，成为一个新造，这个新造就是
Sin has no part in this new world.
罪就在这个新造里面没有任何的地位。
So in the Gospel of John, Jesus says to his disciples, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you."
在约翰福音里头，主耶稣说，你们已经被洁净了。这个世界在你们里，不在你们里面。
Abide in me, and I in you.
你住在我的里面，我也住在你们里面。
And then when Jesus prays for him.And for us during the high priestly prayer in John.
当在约翰福音，我们同样看见主耶稣在那里有那个大祭司那样子的祷告的时候。
He says, "For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth."
为着他们的缘故，我使我自己圣洁，也好叫他们使他们圣洁。
So the Holy Spirit can dwell within each of us.Thus setting us apart from the rest of the world and unto His will.
这样子圣灵就能够住在我们里面，将我们能够分别为圣，为着他的旨意。
So now let's turn to the second topic, which is how do we honor each other? No, sorry, not how do. What is honor? Because we know that we have to honor the saints.
接下来我们要讲的是什么是这个尊敬，因为我们需要彼此尊敬。
And honor is not just something from the past as we think of medieval honor and duels or from the Eastern world where everybody is very, you know, they honor each other in the Eastern world.
这个尊敬不是在古时候这个东方的这个所谓的这个彼此尊敬那种习俗的那种在东方世界曾经有的就是那个中世纪的那些习俗那个尊敬。
Mm-hmm. Actually, was reminded of this actually in the U.S. because we don't honor many people except ourselves, right?
因为在美国这个地方，我们常常不是来尊敬别人，而是我们自尊、自我伟大。
But last month I was watching the State of the Union.
上一次我在那里看那个就是
A speech that the president gives every year.
就是那个总统在国会每年的那个例行的这个演说。
And the speaker of the house will have to announce his presence to the rest of the legislature, Congress.
这个国会的这个那个 Nancy Pelosi, 她在那里会向别人介绍总统的到来。
Usually people say it is my distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
他在这边会说尊贵的这位总统向每一位到会的这些人来介绍。
And this year famously and maybe intentionally she left out my distinct honor.
在这边我们可能要把这个节省掉这个最珍贵的这个客人这个。
And I thought, do we really even think of that term anymore? That honor is not something that is ingrained in our heads.
我们也许要想一想这个是不是这个尊贵这个实在是在我们的脑海里面。
But it also shows that the opposite of honor is shame. And this shame seems to be the currency of social media today.
我们可能会特别注意到的这些时候，如今我们特别看到的媒体里面看到的是那个反过来的，就是说到那个羞耻羞辱的这一些。
But in the modern day, we still have some things that we still have honor in it. For example, the honor system, when you don't cheat on tests, and the honor roll.
当然在现今的这个时代里面，我们还是有一些系统来衡量这个尊敬啊，荣誉啊，所以在学校读书的时候，你会看到有名誉册啊。
An honor roll is a list of students who achieved high grades.
好像就在学校里，你看到这个名誉册上面，这些学生他们都是能够成绩都是达到一定的标准，都是读书读得好的。
And usually parents get the honor because they put a bumper sticker that says, "Proud parent of an honor roll student."
而且呢，父母也因此得着这个荣誉啊。他们常常放一张这个贴着那个在他们车子的那个后盖后面，说到我是一个骄傲的父母，因为我的儿女他们是在那个荣誉册上。
And it's often usually more likely to be removed by your own children than someone else's children who's jealous.
有的时候这个好像会被你儿女的这些同学把它给挪去，因为他们实在里面有一些嫉妒。
It's more likely to be ruined by your own child because it's a little embarrassing.
那个就好像父母他有的时候看到自己的儿女放在那儿的时候会觉得有一点不好意思。
Okay, let's look at Paul's letters to have a bird's eye view on what groups of people does Paul in Paul's letters wants to give honor to.
我们在这里注意看一下保罗他在这里列的这些圣徒们，他是要把什么样的荣誉给他们呢？
So let's know in Ephesians it says to honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise so that it may be well with you. So first is father and mother.
在以弗所书里面讲到要孝敬父母，使你得福在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命，在这里说到的是父母。
In 1 Timothy, there are several of them, including all who are under the yoke as slaves are to regard their masters as worthy of all honor. So secondly, masters.
在提摩太前书，保罗有提到，凡在轭下做仆人的，当以自己主人配受十分的恭敬。这里讲到的是主人。
He also says, honor widows who are widows indeed. So third group is widows.
他也特别提到要尊敬那真为寡妇的，这个第三部分的那个人就是第三组的人是寡妇。
Then he says the elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. So fourth are elders.
在这边还有讲到的是那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那受苦劳苦传道教导人的更当如此，在这边提到的是长老。
He also says about God, He who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possess immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, to Him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. So the fifth is the Lord.
对神讲到神的时候，他说到了日期，那可称颂独有全能的万王之王万主之主，就是那独一不死住在不能靠近的光里，使人未曾看见也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来，但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他，阿们。这里讲到的第五就是我们的神。
And then finally, this is the most surprising one, especially for the Christians who are living in Rome at that time.
最后这边有一个让我们觉得比较惊讶的就是那些坐在罗马的基督徒。
Because in Romans 13, it tells us to honor the governing authorities, including the emperor.
罗马书十三章有讲到你要顺服在上掌权的。
And as we know,
包括君王。
As we know, the Roman emperors at that time were persecuting Christians. They would take Christians and set them on fire when they're still alive to light up the streets at night.
因为那个时候罗马的这个皇帝是逼迫基督徒的，他们是把基督徒活活的、当作火把来烧，来照亮那个灯，那个街。
And so if we think about it, it's very easy maybe to honor your parents, but for the Romans, Paul also informed them to honor the governing authorities and the Roman emperor.
可能我们比较容易来孝敬我们的父母，但是那个时候保罗要求罗马的弟兄、那个圣徒来、尊来来还是来、顺服那些、执政掌权的君王。
So now that we have a list of people who we should show honor to, and those people appear in our lives, now we should take a look at what does honor that word mean?
我们现在、已经有这一大列的这个名字，我们知道我们需要来尊敬他们的。那接下来我们要看一下我们如何来尊敬。
So let's turn to Romans 12:10.
我们一起来看罗马书十二章十节。
Because this will give us a definition of honor before we move on to considering how to honor the saints.
这个会让我们看见这个尊敬的定义是什么。
Okay, so chapter 12, verse 10.
十二章的十节。
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
So let's notice that there's two phrases here.Be devoted to one another in brotherly love, and give preference to one another in honor. And we'll take a look first at the first phrase.
这边有两组词，第一个是爱弟兄要彼此亲热，还有个就是恭敬人要彼此推让。我们先来看第一部分。
So in Hebrews it says that for both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all one. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren.
在、希伯来书里头讲到、我们是同盟天召的圣洁弟兄，我们的主他不以为耻称我们为弟兄。
Think about it. The Lord of the universe was sinless and became a man, and then he is not ashamed to call us formerly sinners as brethren, as brothers.、
就像我们这位主从天而降是没有罪的，但是来到地上为了拯救我们，他最后拯救了我们，称我们与他一样、不再是罪人，而是弟兄。
Yeah, he took us who are nothing and elevated us to the status of brothers to himself so that we can be sons of glory to the Father.
他实在是抬举了我们，我们、本来是一无所有的，他把我们抬举到同为弟兄。
And that's why Romans 15:7 says,Accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God.
就在罗马书十五章七节里头有讲到，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样。
Because now that we have accepted as brothers by Christ, then we should also thus accept each other as fellow siblings in the body of Christ.
就像基督接纳了我们，我们也是可以彼此接纳。
And then the second phrase in chapter 12, verse 10, it says, give preference to one another in honor.
这个第二部分在第十节里面讲到的就是要恭敬人彼此推让。
And the word in honor in Greek here means a value for which a price of something is fixed.
这个在、在那个希腊文里面好像这个讲到这个恭敬哈，就好像是说这个实在是有价值，有宝贝价值的。
That means if we see someone deserving honor, we pay to them, quote unquote, pay to them the amount of honor that they deserve.
所以我们、好像就是以他们所当得的这个价值来衡量，来尊重。
In the Roman Empire, you want to pay honor to those who are rich, those who are powerful, those who are men, those who are masters.
在罗马这个帝国里面，就像是你应该尊重那些富有的、有权位的，按照他们这个价值，按照他们的地位那样。
And in the modern secular world, what is the value of another human being?
今天我们的这个属世的世界里面，同样也是有这样的这个系统。
Because if you dissolve a human being into its elements, we actually are not worth too much, $600.
若是我们把这个人都分解分化了，成为一个一个的元素的话，我们实在不值多少钱，连$600都不到。
Because we're mostly oxygen, carbon, then nitrogen, then hydrogen, then calcium.
我们其实只不过就是一些碳、氧、氢和钙元素。
And the thing that's most valuable in us is the potassium.
对我们来说最有用的其实就是那个钾离子。
But as Christians, we know that each believer is of infinite value because they are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道作为基督徒我们实在是有那个无限的价值，因为我们是用主耶稣的宝血洁净的。
Each person is of immense and infinite value because Christ has paid this infinite value of his blood for each of us.
因为我们有价值，实在是因为我们的主耶稣他的宝血是无价的。
And that is why here Paul says that we give preference to one another.
所以在这里保罗说我们要彼此推让。
The giving preference to one another has the sense of you have to lead by example in showing honor to each other.
这边好像就是我们实在要彼此来尊敬，彼此来谦让。
That means if someone has not honored you yet, that you take the initiative to first give honor to that person.
就是说即便他还没来尊敬你的时候，你先来尊敬他。
And that's why we do not honor people only if they honored us first.
不是只是仅仅的因为他尊敬我，我才来尊敬他。
Because that's what the world does. Only if I mutually benefit you, only if I mean something to you, then I would pay attention to you.
这个就像当今的世界跟这个不一样，因为只有当我们两个人是彼此互利的，你对我有好处，我才对你有好处。
So that's the second thing, which is what is honor?
这个是第二部分讲到什么是尊敬。
And then we'll take a look at the third part, which is the bulk of today, which is about how Romans 16 tells us how Paul himself honors the saints.
我们接下来看第三部分，主要的是在这一部分就要看保罗他是如何来尊敬，来列举这些问安这些罗马的这些圣徒们。
So in Romans 16, honor, in Romans 16, Paul gives three commands on how to honor the saints, and they are to receive, to help, and to greet.
在这里我们看到保罗他有三个命令。主要是说的是第一是接纳，第二个是帮补，第三个是问安。
So, receive, help, and greet.
接纳、帮助和问安。
So, let's take a look at first at receive. That's in verses 1 and 2.
我们看到第一节和第二节里面讲到的这个接纳。
I commend to you our sister Phoebe,who is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and that you help her in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a helper of many, and of myself as well.
我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事，请你们为主接待她，合乎圣徒的体统。他在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助他，因他素来帮助许多人，也帮助了我。
So it says here in verse 2 to receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints.
在这边看见的第二节里面说，为主接待他，合乎圣徒的体统。
So receiving someone as a saint is so much higher than receiving someone as your normal day-to-day guest.
在这边这个接待是远超过就是平日好像接待一般的普通的朋友。
So back in the first century, a woman such as Phoebe, who's traveling from somewhere in Cenchrea near Corinth to Rome.
在这边我们看见这个姐妹菲比，她从坚格里就是哥林多城的附近旅游来到罗马城。
She would normally not be staying at a hotel or an inn alone because that's not safe or sane.
她可能不会独自的住在一个酒店的里面，因为那个不安全。
Christians who travel used to take with them letters of recommendation or letters of commendation from their home church, and the Epistle of Romans seems to be her letter of commendation.
常常是圣徒他会带着从自己的教会带了一封的举荐信来到这个地方，在这里我们看见好像罗马书实在就是这个菲比姐妹的这个举荐信。
Mm-hmm. So Paul knew Phoebe personally and gave her this letter of commendation to bring with her as she goes to Rome.
因为我们保罗实在是认得这位姐妹。 菲比他就把这份信交给姐妹，让她带到罗马城里。
And as Christians in Rome would thus generously offer her lodging and meals and fellowship in their home church.
所以在罗马教会，他们就会来接待菲比姐妹，给她食宿，也跟她有交通。But
receiving also is related to us, not just in a physical sense.
在这边这个接待还不是只是一个就是身体上的这个接待。So
in the parable of the Good Samaritan, there was a Jewish man who was heading down to Jericho and he was beaten up on the way there.
我们在这个好撒玛利亚这个比喻的这个故事的里面，我们看见有一个犹太人他下耶利哥去。And
a Samaritan passed by, treated that injured man, put him on his donkey, and led that man to an inn.
他在半路被遭强盗，遭了强盗，完了被受被打受伤，但是有一个好撒玛利亚人安排他给他驴骑，一直送到那个有个可住的地方。And
on the next day, the good Samaritan told the innkeeper.
第二天，这个好撒玛利亚人告诉那个店主
，Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.
好好的照顾他，你所花费的，我会回来偿还。So
in this parable, Jesus is the good Samaritan.
在这个比喻里面，我们看见我们的主耶稣就是这个好撒玛利亚人。And
the church is like the inn where Jesus rescue someone who is injured.
这个教会就好像这个旅店一样的，是可以让我们的主耶稣在那里拯救这些人来到受伤的人来到这个店中。And
we are the innkeeper.
我们呢就是这个管店的店主。Because
we're told to take care of those who are spiritually injured or weak.
我们是被这样子来嘱咐，要来医治，来照顾这些受伤的人，是从灵里面来照顾他们。And
it says that whatever more you spend when I return, I will repay you.
你花费的所有的这一些，我们这个好撒玛利亚人回来，他还会偿还。Because
right now you might have to spend money to help someone out, like give them a ride to somewhere.
也许现在的话，我们需要自己花费一些，好像是给人一个，就是让他搭车。
Or people who are spiritually weak may not recover instantly, so you might have to check up on them.
还有呢，就是有的弟兄姐妹他们灵里头软弱，需要一段时间的照顾。Or
you might want to take someone who's new to church out to dinner and have a chat.
或许你还要带一些新来到我们中间的人出去吃个饭，有一些交谈。And
Jesus promises that when he returns, he will repay.
主耶稣他在这里有应许说，当他回来的时候，他会 偿还这一切。
And this is why we want to be hospitable and thus receive our fellow brothers and sisters into our heart.
所以我们需要有一个款待人的心，在这里接待所有的圣徒们。
Then Paul gives the second command that the Roman church would help her, it says in verse 2, in whatever matter she may have need of you, for she herself has also been a helper of many and of myself as well.
第二个命令就是要帮助她，就像这第二节里头有说到，她在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助她。
And it seems like Phoebe had the resources, the material resources to help people like Paul who are in need.
因为她素来也是帮助很多人，因为好像她是有这些条件，她可以帮助别人。
And it seems like she has two characteristics. She was observant to see what needs are out there.
一个看起来她是很细心，善于观察。
And she's also available to be interrupted from her daily routine in order to help people.
而且她是随时随处，都是很方便来帮助别人。
And this is very practical as well, because when Jesus was very tired and he needed to, let's say, go somewhere,
这个其实是非常的要紧。当我们的主耶稣很累，但是他要去一个地方，
he still was observing the crowd to see if there is a need and if there is faith.
他还是在那里观察这边的众人，谁是需要帮助的。
And he's able to be interrupted, although he is tired, to fill that need.
虽然他很累，他需要去完成他所需要的，但是他可以被打断。
He had to go to the synagogue official's house to heal the dying daughter, but he was interrupted by a woman with hemorrhage.
就像有一次他去一个会堂去医治那个管会堂的人的女儿，但是在这当中他被一个妇人打断。
And so thus, in return,The church in Rome should be attentive to whatever matter she may have need of you.
所以在这边，保罗告诉罗马的教会说，他在何事上要你们帮助，你们就帮助他。
I think a practical thing that we can do is we can come to the church meeting a little bit earlier so that we don't have to rush.
就说到我们在这里，我们可以早一点来到教会，我们就不会很紧。
Or so that if someone is running late, then you can sub in for them. Or if the church has some places in the building that are messy, that we can put things in order.
假如说有人来的话，你可以接待，或者呢，看到这边聚会的地方有一些地方需要整齐整洁的，你也可以帮忙。
In case Brother Charlie does not come in time.
假如说我们的查理弟兄他没能准时来到的话。
So the third one, the third command that Paul gives Rome, the Romans after receive and help is to greet, and that's the, or salute, and that appears the most out of all the verbs in this chapter.
第三个命令就是说问安，或者是说致敬。在这边我们看见其实在这里是最大篇幅的。
And this word greet is not as in, is, the tense is not I greet you.
这边讲的问安不是讲到我向你问安。
It's second person plural, so it's you guys, you all greet each other.
这边是用的这个复数的，而且是第二人称的，所以这边你看见的是彼此的问安。
So they are going to greet each other for themselves, they're greeting on behalf of themselves and also on behalf of Paul.
在这里好像他们彼此问安是从他们自己的名义，也是用保罗的名义在那里彼此问安。
So this chapter has many people. I'm not sure if we all want to go through each person, so we're going to choose a representative group of people.
在这里有好多的名字，我们不会全部来说，我们只是选一小部分来看。
And it seems like if there's three ways to split these people up, there are three ways that Paul values each person, and they can all be described by words beginning with the letter S.
这个因为我们可以有三种不同的方式 来啊、来三个不同的部分来衡量，我们也用三种不同的方式来分组。
So the first is Paul wants to greet someone because of their sacrifice.
啊、保罗在这里第一个在那里啊、在那里问安的是那些啊、为别人做牺牲的这些圣徒。
The second is service.
第二部分是服侍人的。
And the third is their story.
啊、第三部分是他们有那个故事。
So let's take a look at the first S, which is sacrifice, and we'll look at verses 3 and 4.
我们先来看第一个就是有牺牲的是在第三、第四节里面。
It says, Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who for my life risked their own necks, to whom not only do I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
问百基拉和亚基拉安他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。
So Prisca and Aquila is that couple who hosted Paul when he was at Corinth, and together they were tent makers.
百基拉和亚基拉他们是一家人。当保罗在哥林多的时候，他们是接待保罗，而且与保罗一起支帐篷。
Risk their necks means that they put their own lives in danger for the sake of Paul.
他们将自己的颈项置之度外，就是说他们不顾他们自己的命，为了保罗的命。
By risking their neck for Paul, it's not just an act of consecration for Paul, but it's an act of consecration for the Lord.
这个实在是一个牺牲，为着主在那里做牺牲的一个行为。
And that's why in Revelation, in the millennium, that those who get to enter it seems to have their heads beheaded.
这就让我们看到在启示录里面那些能够进入这个千年国度的这些得胜的，他们是为着主殉道的。
That they risk their own necks for the testimony of Christ.
他们为着主耶稣的见证甚至不惜自己的性命。
So just as Christ Jesus laid down his life for us, that means we also lay down our own lives for the sake of our brothers and sisters.
就像主耶稣为着我们舍命，我们也可以为着弟兄、为着姐妹们来牺牲我们的生命。
And that is sacrifice.
这个就是说到的牺牲。
The second way that we can value each other and that Paul values the Romans is service.
第二个这个说到这个主要是讲到的这个服事。
And he called several people fellow workers, and then also commended some other people, let's say like Mary in verse 6, or Persis in verse 12, that they worked hard.
在这边我们看见的就是他们就是摆上服事看见的是第六节讲到玛利亚的劳苦和十二节里面讲到的土菲拿士受的劳苦。
But these are not just people who workers as in their own jobs, but workers in the glorious Father's business, the work of ministry.
这里看见了他们不单单是在做自己的工，而是在这里为着神来做工。
So it is true that in our own lives that every moment apart from Christ will not count in eternity, and that time spent with Christ will.
就像我们所花费的时间，若没有基督在里面的话，到永世里面不被纪念，只有我们在那里为主所做的工才被纪念。
And then on top of that, participating faithfully in the Lord's work of ministry gives an even more reward and impact on eternity.
所以我们若是忠心的在那里服侍主做的主工这个是在永世里面会被愈加的纪念。
Because each person was given a gift from God, and that does not matter whether you're a teacher or whether you do something else like wash dishes.
就像主已经给我们每一个人都有那个恩赐。好像是做教师的或者是做其他的就像在那里洗碗。
So that is the S for service.
这个是讲到这个服侍的这个。
And the third S finally is story, Because he mentions the life events of several saints, because those events are not just for the single individual, but for the whole corporate body.
在第三部分是讲到这些是有故事的，不单单他们是好像个人的故事，而是实在这些实在是对整个教会这个团体是有帮助的。
So if we look at verse 5, it says, Greet the church that is in their house. Greet Epaphroditus, my beloved, who is the first convert to Christ from Asia.
在第五节你看到又问他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚细亚是归基督初结的果子。
Sometimes because of a first person to believe in either a nation, a region, an area, or a family,
有的时候这个初结的果子或是在这个国里或者在这个地区里面这些都是
that leads to the rest of that group also being saved
这个会带着整个这个地区或者这一群人一同来到主的面前。
And that's why subsequent generations should not forget the story of the first generation
所以这个按照每一个不同的世代来看，我们下面世代的不能忘记在前上面世代他们所做的这些圣徒的功。
Because I heard a story about a family whose high school son was saved first, and then his mother also became a believer.
这个好像我知道的这个故事，就是他的那个高中的这个儿子得救了以后，他的母亲也得救。
So I feel like for us, we need to remember those who came before us because their story matters.
所以我们要纪念那些比我们先在主里面的，因为他们的这些故事对我们实在是很有帮助。
And also verse 13 says, Greet Rufus, a choice man in the Lord, also his mother and mine.
在这边13节有提到这个蒙主拣选的鲁弗和他的母亲。
So in Mark's gospel, we learned that Rufus is the son of Simon of Cyrene.
在马可福音里头，我们知道鲁弗是西门的儿子。
And Simon of Cyrene was that bystander who was impressed by the Roman soldiers to bear the wooden cross for the Lord.
这位西门就是被罗马兵丁逼迫，不是逼迫，那个就是被罗马兵丁来要求来。背主耶稣的这个十字架的。
And similarly, there are some of them in our midst today who, because they denied themselves and bore the cross in the past, then they became our spiritual fathers or mothers so that we can also gain spiritual wealth from them.
就像在我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹，他们是在那里背主的十字架，最后成为我们属灵的父亲和母亲。
So that is story.
这个就是说的故事。
So let's talk about then how to spiritually apply those three S's, sacrifice, service, and story, to our lives in the congregation.
让我们再来一起看这三个方面，就是接待、帮助和问安这三件事情对我们今天的这个教会的生活。
So young people might know this, but on phone apps that take photos of things, there's often a thing called a filter.
这些年轻人应该比较清楚，在我们现在用的这个智能手机上面，常常会有一些这些可以用来那个好像滤过的这个有那个 application 它可以来帮助我们拍照。
So when you take a picture of yourself usually or of other people, you can add things to make yourself look a little better.
当我们用这个来做那个镜头或者是滤过的话，把我们自己拍照会拍得更美一点。
For example, if you want to make yourself look like a chef, you'll identify where your eyes are and thus add a hat on top and a mustache so you look like a French chef.
当你想把自己照一张像那个厨师一样的照片，这样子的这个相机这个 program 它会帮你戴上一个帽子，完了再加上那个胡须，让你看上去就像一个法国的一个厨师。
And so if you pointed at different people, everybody in this room will become French chefs.
假如我们用这个来做每一个人，我们这个房间里的每一个人就都成了这个厨师了。
So, thus, spiritually, we also want to apply filters when we see each other.
在这边我们说在我们灵里面哈，我们弟兄姐妹交通的时候，我们也带上这样子的一个过滤的镜头。
Because when Paul met and saw someone in a congregation, he automatically puts that on and thus automatically thinks of that person's sacrifice, service, and story.
在这里就像我们保罗他在那里看那边的弟兄姐妹，他很自然的他就从这个看见他们身上的那个牺牲，他们身上的这个服侍，还有他们身上的这些故事。
It is something that is subconscious and natural.
这个好像变得非常的自然，是下意识的那样。
So for example, when you look at someone, first you can think about what that person sacrificed to even be here in this room present with us today.
就像我们在那里想到这位姐妹或者弟兄来到我们中间，他要经历一些他要放下一些东西才能来到这里。
Perhaps that person's parents are not believers yet. And are very skeptical why they even come to church service.
也许他们的父母还没有信主，而且对他来到这边聚会实在有很多的怀疑。
Perhaps that person is very hard to move around to even get here. So by actually just being here, you could think of that sacrifice of those who helped that person to bring them here.
还有比如说我们这边也许有弟兄姐妹他们的身体不舒服，行动不方便，他们来到这里实在是要牺牲，或者有别的弟兄姐妹在那里帮助他们来到这里。
And second, you could think of someone's service.
第二个我们可以想到这些就是服侍。
That someone could be so dedicated playing piano although they're hitting all the wrong notes.
好像这个诗情的弟兄或者姐妹，他们非常的专注在那里诗情，虽然他们弹错了很多地方。
Or you could give double honor to the responsible brothers who are responsible for guiding the congregation.
我们也可以把这个当得的加倍的敬奉给我们带领的弟兄，负责的弟兄。
And finally, you could value someone for their story, the whole life's journey.That God has brought them through and will bring them.
我们也可以尊敬那些实在他们有故事在他们身上，好像他们的一生都是在主的带领里面经历了许多事情。
Because a lot of people go through many ups and downs, and it's only because of the Lord that they are still with us today.
有不少的弟兄姐妹，也许他们有很多的艰难，因着主，他们今天仍然能够在我们中间。
That's why Paul identifies how and when they first came to Christ. And also for those people with spiritual potential, he also imagines their future and their place in God's inheritance.
这里也可以看到为什么保罗要提到他们是如何信主的，是怎样信主的，也谈到他们今后将会在主里面得着怎样的这个结局。
That any person can be the next Samuel for their generation or the next Timothy.
就好像每一个人都可以成为这个撒母耳或者呢是提摩太那样。
So I just want to close with this one example.
我想用这个例子来结束。
Which is one, let's imagine that we are in India, in Calcutta, and we're going home after having dinner with Raj's family.
我们来思想好像我们在印度在那个地方叫 Kadir 的完了吃完晚餐跟我们的 Raj 弟兄一起回去。
And this is the late 1700s.
这个好像就在已过的1700年那个时代。
And we pass by a house in which you could hear a woman screaming.
我们经过一个房子在里能够听见里面有一个女人在那里叫声。
Not just screaming. Screaming.
Oh, okay. 在那里尖叫 yeah.、Mm-hmm.
And then she has a knife in her hand and is about to wave it at her husband, whom she is accusing of adultery.
她手中拿着刀，正指向她的丈夫，她的丈夫在那里指责她是犯了淫乱。
And so this is the household of our dear brother William Carey.
这个好像是我们这个亲爱的弟兄 William Carey.
He is the father of modern missions.
他是现代的这个传教士的起仇人。
That he and his wife came to India with almost nothing, and they translated the Bible into more than 100 different dialects and languages.
他们是第一家来到印度把那个这个圣经翻译成差不多有100多种的当地的那个语言。
And because they were poor, and William Carey had malaria, and then her son died, the wife got a nervous breakdown.
他们非常的贫穷所以那个 William 这个弟兄得了疟疾，他的儿子也死于疟疾。他的妻子得了精神崩溃。
But against a lot of the wishes of the other people at the mission, he said, I want my wife to be at home and not in a nursing home.
虽然很多人拦阻，但是他决定让他的妻子留在家里面，不是进到那个抚养院里。
And so for more than 13 years,He was translating a Bible, but also trying to take care of someone who was mentally unstable and trying to kill him.
所以他用了13年的时间在那里翻译圣经，而且在那里照顾有精神不稳定的人。
And so I think in this story you could see all three S's, that we don't know what someone had to go through to even be believers in the Lord and to be dedicated to him.
这个故事你能看到在他身上这个三个部分都有。
So at the beginning of the message, we were saying that some parents have children on their honor roll.
在一开始我们讲到这个父母有他的儿女是在那个荣誉那个册上的。
And that we in the church today, we see all the children of God in our midst as deserving honor.
我们今天在教会我们看所有的弟兄姐妹他们都是配得在这个荣誉册上。
Just like Romans 16 is an honor roll for Paul, the ICA directory is like an honor roll for us.
在这边16章罗马书里面好像是保罗的这个荣誉册，那我们ICA 的这个地址这个名册其实就是我们的荣誉册。
And if downstairs you do not see your name on the directory, please contact Peter Liu.
假如你的名字不在下面的这个名册上面，请你跟刘弟兄、刘光华弟兄联系，把你名字加上去。
So you could also be on my honor roll.
这样也可以在我们这位我的那个名誉册上面。
So let's remember to when we see each other that we value each person's.Sacrifice, service, and story when we greet one another.
所以当我们在见面的时候，我们彼此问安的时候，我们记得我们都是有牺牲、有服侍，而且有故事的。
So let's close in a word of prayer.
我们就结束在这里，有一些祷告。
Father God, I want to thank you for calling us beloved and also saints.
父啊，我们感谢你，你称我们为圣徒，而且是为你所爱的。
That now that we are in Jesus Christ, we can honor you with our lives.
因着我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们可以来把珍贵归给你。
And we also ask for your assistance as we receive help and greet one another.
我们也求你来帮助我们，好叫我们彼此接待，彼此推让。
So that the body of Christ will be built up.
这样子是你的教会，你的身体可以被建造起来。
And that we will be pleasing to you.
我们可以蒙你的喜悦。
So we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督的名里祷告。
Amen.
Amen.